What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. I'm Dr. Mylène, and I welcome you to our show this morning. We're live today, Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. We're live every first and third Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. And if you miss any of our shows, we have our recorded podcasts on the second and fourth Tuesday mornings, as well as all Tuesday evenings at 11 p.m. if you're a night owl. So on Awakened Wellness, we'll be debunking myths, learning about cutting-edge research that corroborate ancient medical systems, and we'll be exploring the mind-body-spirit approaches that keep you and your family vibrant, healthy, and happy. Today's topic is leaky gut. Is your gut leaking like a sieve? How to tell and what to do about it? So this is a very hot topic today. I've had several people ask me about this, and I've had a group of professional ladies ask me to do a talk coming up next month, so I thought it'd be a great podcast topic for today. The gastrointestinal system is increasingly becoming probably the most important system in the body. We often mistakenly think that the heart and lungs are important, and not that they're not. If they're not beating and breathing, we would immediately die. But the gastrointestinal system is emerging as the system that keeps those systems ticking and breathing. And so it's increasingly gaining awareness here in the West. The Chinese have told us for over 4,000 years how important the gastrointestinal system is. They have a different name for it. They call it the spleen in traditional Chinese medicine theory. But they have a very comprehensive understanding that has been rock solid for thousands and thousands of years. And I often fall back to the system as my guiding, as my beacon when I treat my clients. Our Western medical studies tend to be fleeting, and they change and they shift. We're told to do something today and not do it tomorrow. For example, we're told, you know, eggs are good for us, and then we're told they're bad for us. We're told to take aspirin, then we're told to stop taking aspirin. So we don't quite have it down here in the West, but ancient traditions, ancient medical systems seem to have it nailed down. Nothing has changed in traditional Chinese medicine for a couple thousand years now. Because our system is energetic. It's not anatomical like our Western modern medical system. Because these ancient traditions used energy-based systems of medicine and have such a comprehensive understanding based in energy, they're able to take the physical into consideration rather easily and absorb it into their existing system. So when our medical studies come out, I usually use Chinese medicine as a barometer. If it flows with Chinese medicine theory, I tend to trust the study. If it doesn't flow with traditional Chinese medicine theory, I tend to question the study. So we are finally gaining a better understanding here in the West, mostly in Europe, unfortunately for us here in the United States. We're not paying very much attention to the gastrointestinal system, but they are in Europe. Studies are coming out in London and Germany, you know, thousands of studies now on the importance of the gastrointestinal system. So that's inspiring. So today we're going to talk about leaky gut. What is it? What does it mean? Why is it important, or is it important at all? And what we should do about it. So before we get started, I'd like to stress that what I'll be discussing on today's show does not constitute medical advice, because I'm not specifically evaluating and treating any particular person or condition on the show. My patients who come to see me at the Riobé Institute here in Jupiter, Florida, are fully and properly evaluated before I formulate a treatment plan to share with them. So I also advise you to seek the care of a board-certified integrative medical doctor to see which of the ideas I'll be sharing throughout the show may benefit you. I am a board-certified integrative medical doctor, as well as a board-certified OBGYN, so I have a unique perspective that I can share with my clients. And I also was blessed enough to really see traditional Chinese medicine as the very powerful system that it is. And I studied traditional Chinese medicine for 5 years, and I did a voluntary 2-year internship with my mentors, Dr. Li Pingchang and Dr. Fu Di, down in South Florida. So I was able to study traditional Chinese medicine in a drastically different way than most medical doctors here in the United States, thanks to my mentors. And so I have a very unique perspective that I use to treat my clients that I think is of great benefit. To me, I learn a lot, and they also, my clients, benefit greatly from what I've been able to learn from my mentors and teachers over the years. What I realized is that conventional medicine was only equipped to deal with acute life-threatening conditions and had limited ability to prevent or treat chronic conditions. And today, the vast majority of our issues are chronic conditions and symptoms, nagging symptoms that have no distinctive diagnosis or treatment. And that leaves millions of Americans very frustrated and sick. We're seeing a decrease in our life expectancy for the first time in 100 years. We've had a decrease in life expectancy for the last 2 out of 3 years. This is a major, major problem, and we need a better system that can successfully look at these nagging problems that are leading to our early demise so that we can better identify them and treat them. So traditional Chinese medicine is a powerful tool for this, as is the system of medicine called functional medicine, which falls under the umbrella of integrative medicine. So intestinal permeability is a concept in functional medicine that we talk about a lot. And what it means is basically that your gut leaks. It literally leaks kind of like a sieve, kind of like a leaky faucet. You know, you have valves in the faucet that are supposed to prevent water from dripping down into your sink. And when those valves get worn out or dry up, they begin to leak. Same thing can happen in the gut, potentially. So the gut, of course, is much, much more complex than plumbing. But nonetheless, the analogy is well served. And so our gastrointestinal system is about 5 meters long. So it's about 15, 20, 25 feet in certain people. Takes up 40% of our energy. So our gastrointestinal system uses up 40% of our total body energy just to maintain itself. It does a lot. You know, that tells us that it does a lot. The lining of the gut is very, very intricate, very, very delicate, and self-maintained. So there is one cell layer in the large intestine called the vascular endothelium and the epithelial cell lining. These cells are kept together by glue, more or less, in simple terms, by tight junctions, what are called tight junctions in the gastrointestinal system. So you have one layer of cells, and cells are astoundingly small. They're microscopic. You can't see them with the naked eye, but that's all that's there, is a one-cell layer kept together by these tight junctions, which are proteins that serve kind of like glue, literally. And so we can imagine just how delicate this layer is. There's also a mucus layer that backs it up, and then there are immune molecules and immune cells that also back up the system. So there's an inner layer and an outer layer of the gastrointestinal system, which creates a very tight barrier. And you can imagine how important this barrier is, because imagine all the things that we put in our mouths every day. We put in food that's teeming with bacteria. Increasingly, we have more and more toxins in our food with pesticides, genetically modified foods, trans fats, you know, on and on. The list goes on in terms of the toxins that we eat each and every day. So the gastrointestinal system is the one and only barrier that keeps those toxins from getting into your body and wreaking havoc in your body. So it's astounding when we think that it's just one little cell layer that's down there that keeps this whole operation going. And it helps explain why it's so easy for it to be damaged, given the level of toxins and garbage that we unfortunately, knowingly or unknowingly, put in our mouths each and every day. So the gastrointestinal system has this amazing relationship with itself, where it's constantly self-renewing, it's constantly self-healing, but it does need our help in order to do that. So it requires minimum of toxins, minimum of bacteria. It requires a very strong immune system to back it up. And if these things are not in place, that very delicate lining can get damaged. And what we see is that what are called these tight junctions break down, and they don't create the seal or the glue in between the cells to keep toxins and fluid and minerals and sugar and bacteria from leaking through the gastrointestinal system. Once things leak through the gastrointestinal system, they end up directly in the bloodstream, which is a very dangerous place for toxins and bacteria to be. What's supposed to happen in the gastrointestinal system is, of course, we mechanically chew our food. We have hydrochloric acid that's secreted that ends up in the stomach. We have digestive enzymes in our stomach. We mechanically chew our food. That makes the food smaller and smaller and smaller. The hydrochloric acid helps the enzymes work. The enzymes break down the food into smaller and smaller microscopic pieces. This continues to flow down into the small intestine. And inside the small intestine, we have very critical layers of cells as well that help us to absorb this food in its pure form. So the small intestine helps to separate out the pure from the impure, so to speak. The impure continues to go down to the large intestine to be excreted as urine or stool, and the pure, which should be the food extracts, end up going through into the bloodstream so it can feed the rest of the body. So it makes complete sense that it would do that. And then, of course, the impure go into the large intestine. The large intestine tends to manage our fluid metabolism more so than absorb nutrients for us. The large intestine has many, many more functions, but in terms of water regulation, that is one of its principal jobs. And so, again, if these barriers are breached, you have water flowing in and out of the body uncontrolled. You have food flowing in and out of the body, perhaps not well digested, so they're larger particles than they're supposed to be. And then they end up damaging the gut lining. We have bacteria that can seep through there if the mechanisms are not in place to keep the gut sealed. So leaky gut is a breach of the integrity of this barrier, kept together by these tight junctions. And it's being increasingly linked to all kinds of mayhem and problems with our health, not just in the gastrointestinal system. So we often think that problems in the gastrointestinal system will lead to diseases in the gastrointestinal system, such as Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, microscopic colitis. We think of ulcerative colitis, colon cancer, but it's much, much more than that. Because the gastrointestinal system is so critically important, and feeds the rest of the body and regulates its water metabolism, we can easily see how this hub, if it's broken, can lead to all the diseases that, you know, leaky gut is being linked to, from heart disease, diabetes, kidney disorders, liver disease, weakened immunity, eczema, dermatitis, even Alzheimer's, dementia, the list goes on and on, cancer. We could go on naming diseases. But the reason for this is because the gastrointestinal system is so important. It's just flat out so important. So what can we do? How can we know if the gut leaks? You know, we know that symptoms alone are not sufficient. So some of the symptoms people complain about are pain, bloating, sometimes loose stools, constipation, even heartburn sometimes, reduced appetite is another, or perhaps increased appetite. People tend to complain of cravings. But if you look at these symptoms, they're very common to all kinds of other conditions. For those of you who listened to our podcast Gut Check a couple months ago, when we talked about small intestine bacterial overgrowth as a major cause of disease, those symptoms overlap. So small intestine bacterial overgrowth symptoms overlap with leaky gut symptoms, which overlap with irritable bowel symptoms and all the other gastrointestinal conditions that we can name.
Hey, Dr. Lynn, sorry to cut in. You have a caller from the 401 area code. Let's see what we got here.
Perfect. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Is this Dr.
I'm great.
Name?
What is your name, please?
My name's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Hear from you.
Calling from Naples, Florida.
Wonderful.
I've just got in the car, and I haven't heard anything that you've said, but I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm relatively healthy, I think.
Okay.
But I'm always concerned about taking supplements. I really don't take anything right now, maybe a calcium once in a while, but I'm not sure if I should be. And I've heard so many things about people taking supplements and it's not good. What's your thought? And which ones would you suggest that would be, you know, just basic for somebody who thinks she's healthy?
Right. And that's a great question, Catherine. Thank you for asking it. That's a loaded question because it always depends on the individual. And what we're finding out about people is that they're all unique and different. And so the very first recommendation is to get as much as you can from your food sources, to eat a very broad diet consisting mostly of really good veggies, bright-colored veggies, some root vegetables, really clean protein sources. Now, if you have any symptoms, fatigue or any gastrointestinal symptoms, bloating, you don't feel like you're digesting properly, maybe you have constipation or loose stools, that's a big indication that you may not be getting enough from your food because your gut may not be working properly. And so that's where supplements come in for a lot of people. Many, many people have these gastrointestinal conditions where they're not getting the maximal energy and nutrients from their food because the system that would allow that food to get in there is not working. And so everyone then has different supplement requirements because of that. So the most important thing is if you have symptoms, get those diagnosed. Find out if you have a gut issue, if you're not absorbing properly. Secondly, you can get testing to know exactly what supplements you do need. There are some really good advanced, relatively cost-effective tests that you can do that will tell you, give you an entire list of supplements that you're deficient in. And then you can, with the guidance of a nutritionist or an integrative medical doctor, figure out exactly what supplements are the best ones for you.
I see.
And now, when you choose your supplements, that's another loaded question, is because not every supplement is created equal. So you'll see studies on supplements are all over the place because supplements are all over the place. So many of them have bad fillers. They have synthetic ingredients. So you have to be very careful when you select your supplements. So this is why I recommend seeking, you know, a professional to give you at least some preliminary advice as to which, A, what do you need, and B, where can you go safely get those. And different manufacturers make different products that are excellent. It's just you have to know which ones those are for what your needs are. You know, so everybody needs a really good general multivitamin, but you got to make sure that it's natural, doesn't have a lot of bad fillers in it, and you have to make sure it covers your specific needs. So it's really hard for me to say, go get these general vitamins, but a good multivitamin, pretty much everybody needs a really good fish oil capsule. Many, many people are deficient in B vitamins, so a really good B complex is probably a good core regimen to have. And then vitamin D. Many people are deficient in vitamin D. So, you know, if I had to pick a core, I would say a really good multiple vitamin, a really good fish oil, a B complex, and D at the bare minimum. And then you may need more depending on what your
right.
your particular needs are.
And the testing, doctor, that you talked about, are those blood, is it like blood work?
They're not your routine blood tests. So there's the blood test you go get with your annual physicals and such, where they might do, where we could do a D and a B12, and we'll get what's called a serum or a plasma level of B12 and D. What I'm talking about is to have your cells tested. So you can have, it's a blood test, but we draw your blood, but when it gets to the lab, what they do is they grow out your immune cells, and they test cells for nutrients. And the benefit of that is your immune cells live for up to about a year. So what you're finding out is your body's storage of vitamins, so what it has on, what it has in store to be used as needed, as opposed to the blood work, which might reflect that you just took your B12 that morning and your B12 level may be high because it just happens to be floating in your bloodstream. So it's a little bit different angle. And you can find out about 33 different nutrients that way from a lab called SpectraCell, which I love to use. I use other labs as well, but that's one of my favorites because it really gives you this very detailed analysis of your supplement requirements. And it may give you an idea that there's an issue with the gut. If you have a bunch of vitamin deficiencies, something's wrong with your gut, and you want to go figure that out and fix it because you're not going to be able to absorb those supplements, you know, if the gut's not working. So you really need this, just a comprehensive look over, so to speak, so that you know exactly where you're starting out and what you need to do so you get the maximal benefit.
And who do you seek for these special tests that test the cells? Is that your doctor or is that a nutritionist?
Nutritionists generally can't do these tests. So an integrative medical doctor, a board-certified functional doctor, you know, and most of the time they have nutritionists working with them. So once they diagnose and have, you know, all the level of information that's needed, you can work with the nutritionist for your meal planning and things of that nature. But it's the physician who would diagnose the gut issues, help you to correct them and guide you in picking, you know, the right supplements and such that the nutritionist would then work with you. So we offer that service at our practice as well. You don't have to physically be present. So if you don't have one near you, you know, we could certainly help as well. But it's always best to wait for
the client. What is the name of your practice, doctor?
Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine. So Ryobe is spelled R-I-O-B as in boy, E as in Edward.
Yes. Okay. Oh,
yeah, my pleasure, Captain. Wonderful.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Awesome. Very good. Thank you for that question, Catherine. And we're getting ready for our first commercial break, so that's perfect timing. So thank you for joining me here on Awakened Wellness with Milene Ryobe, MD. When we come back, we'll be talking about leaky gut, how to tell if your gut's leaking like a sieve and what you can do about it. Thank you.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milene Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Milene the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milene is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show. If you're living with fear and stress in your life, there is an answer.
If you're ready for a better way, step through the doorway.
The Doorway is a multimedia online course for transcending fear, transforming relationships, accessing inner guidance, and experiencing more inspiration and trust in your life.
To learn more about these online courses based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles and David Hoffmeister, go to acimcourses.com.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega's Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ray of AMD. I'm your host, Dr. Milen, right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. If you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at area code 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. So in our last segment, we were talking about how symptoms alone don't tell us what gut issue we have. So the symptoms of a leaky gut are very similar to the symptoms of Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome or small bowel infections. So it's important to get tested to know exactly what it is you're dealing with. Because if you make the assumption that it's a leaky gut and you just treat for that, meanwhile you have an infection, your gut's just going to continue to leak and you're not going to get anywhere. So it's important to know exactly what you're dealing with, because a leaky gut is not really the cause of anything. It's the result of something. So it's the result of either a poor diet or toxins coming into the gastrointestinal system, damaging it and causing it to leak. Infections can occur in the small or large intestine, causing it to leak. Reduced stomach acidity and low enzyme production, where food is not properly digested, broken down into small enough pieces, that can contribute to damage, and also damage of the good bacteria. So the good bacteria live in the large intestine, and they have what we call a symbiotic relationship with us. So we accept them as part of the human body, which means that our immune system does not respond to them like our immune system would respond to bacteria causing infections. So they're part of us, and they're about 100 trillion strong in the large intestine. So we have more bacteria in our bodies than we have actual human cells, which is just mind-blowing. So this delicate balance is really required between the good bugs and our bodies. When that balance is disturbed, either with antibiotics or other invaders, other bacteria that don't belong there, these bacteria can be disturbed and they can become dysfunctional and metabolically unstable, resulting in them not performing their functions. So they do a ton for us. They make vitamins for us. They detox us. So we know that the gastrointestinal system is the largest detoxification organ in the body. So it removes toxins from the body. Very important function. They make vitamin K. They control bleeding. They, of course, help with absorption of water. They do so much for us. And when they're disturbed, that wreaks havoc. So maintaining that is important. So you have to know, like, what are the causes of the leaky gut? So not only do you want to diagnose the leaky gut, then you have to diagnose its causes. And all that can be done with appropriate testing. And I use traditional Chinese medicine as a starting point because that helps point me in a particular direction so that I know exactly what testing I want to do in advance. But there's really very sophisticated advanced testing available in functional medicine that can tell you if you have an infection in the small intestine or the large intestine. It can tell you about your bacterial, your good bacteria and their counts. It can tell you if they're metabolically stable or not. It can tell you if you are producing enough enzymes, if you have enough acid in the stomach. It can also tell you if you have a leaky gut. So Some of the tests are intestinal permeability testing. So what happens is you drink a solution that contains lactulose and mannitol. And the mannitol is absorbed easily through the gut, but the lactulose should not be. And we measure those two items in the urine because basically the lactulose should not be absorbed. It shouldn't leak into your body, in other words. It should just come right out through the urine. So if we see increased amounts of lactulose in the urine, we know that it's not being absorbed into the body. If we see decreased amounts, then that tells us there's a problem and that it's leaking into the body, and that's why it's not coming out in the urine. And that's one of the ways we can diagnose leaky gut. Another way is by measuring what's called zonulin. Zonulin is kind of the glue that's in those tight junctions that keeps that barrier integrity stable so things don't leak through. So increased zonulin levels are an indication of a leaky gut as well. We can see other signs in stool testing. So we have advanced stool testing that we do where if we see increased amounts of what's called secretory IgA, that would be indirect evidence of a leaky gut. And also if we see metabolic disturbances in the good bacteria, that can be an indication of leaky gut. And also an inflammatory marker called calprotectin that we can test for in the stool. If that's increased, then the suspicion of a leaky gut begins to increase. So again, we want to look for the root causes of a leaky gut. We can also check for toxins and see if you're exposed to a lot of household toxins and food toxins, and that can help you to eliminate those from your home and your diet. And then, of course, you want to detoxify the gastrointestinal system before you seal the gut or treat the leaky gut. So you really have to do a very comprehensive assessment, which is fairly easy to do with the advanced testing that's available today. So you don't want to just treat a leaky gut not knowing what caused it. So you want to make sure, hey, did toxins cause this? Did an infection cause this? Do I not have enough enzymes being produced in my body? Or do I have low acid counts? Or is my good bacterial count off? And once you know those things, you can come up with a much more comprehensive treatment plan that will address all the underlying factors so that when you do go and seal the gut, which is the treatment for a leaky gut, it stays sealed, and then the body can regenerate itself. So we know that the gastrointestinal system regenerates itself every 5 days. It is one of the most rapidly regenerating systems in the body. But if it doesn't have the tools to regenerate itself, it won't, right? So if you're missing a lot of these items that the body needs to function, it's not going to regenerate itself properly. And although you're getting new cells every 5 days, they're going to be just as damaged as the cells that they replaced. We know that stem cells perform this function. And so if those stem cells are not healthy, you can't regenerate your gastrointestinal system. Stem cells are very delicate. Even things like Motrin, anti-inflammatory products and steroids like prednisone kill stem cells. So there's no way you're going to be able to regenerate the gut if you don't look at those things and eliminate them from the diet as well. So it's really important to take a really good look with some really solid testing so that you know exactly what to do. So once this is diagnosed and treated now, well, how do you get the gut to repair itself? What is it that you're supposed to do? The first thing, of course, is to clean up the diet. That's number one, is to really look at what are you eating, what needs to be eliminated, what needs to be increased. And some of the things we know that are important are, of course, clean food, as much organic food as possible, a ton of water to get toxins out of the body is really important, really good fresh spring water, is really critical. So that's number one. Make sure you're really well hydrated and really look at the diet critically. You want to make sure that you have enough what are called insoluble fibers in your diet. The reason for that is because they're considered prebiotics. And prebiotics help support the good bacteria so that they can help and form that symbiotic relationship with the body. If you don't have really good bacteria, the good bacteria there working for you, it's really hard to recover gut function. So it's important that you give them their fertilizer, so to speak, and their food. So prebiotics are really important. Some examples would be inulin, psyllium, oat bran, beta-glucans, so what we call galacto-oligosaccharides or GOS and fructo-oligosaccharides. So some of the foods you'll find these things in are dandelion greens, chicory, oats, green plantains, and green bananas. So once they ripen, you no longer get the benefits. So it's got to be, they have to be green. You probably want to cook those. It's hard to eat those raw. And then also raw onions and raw garlic are considered prebiotics. Also in the literature, you'll find white potatoes that are cooked but then cooled, and they're structurally altered so that the good bacteria will digest them instead of you. And then also white rice cooked and cooled also has the same characteristics. So getting really good prebiotics in the diet is really important. And then adding to this, of course, really clean, organic, green leafy vegetables, very bright colored vegetables. In TCM theory, root vegetables are really important for gastrointestinal health, things like beets, yams, yucca. Root vegetables are really a critical part of gut health in traditional Chinese medicine, as are what they call juk, or, you know, soups, stews, and porridges. The gastrointestinal system likes to be warm. It likes to have things that are pretty easy to digest and healthy. And so in traditional Chinese medicine, especially in the cooler months, you'll see a lot of soups, a lot of stews and porridges. And they often cook them for 24 hours. They're cooked for a really, really long time because that gives them more of a warming effect, makes them easier to digest. And that turns out that it's really healthy for the gastrointestinal system. So lots of soups and stews I highly recommend to a lot of my clients. And this will help kind of feed the gastrointestinal system, feed the good bacteria, so that you have a much more comprehensive treatment plan that's based in food. You are what you eat, and we keep proving that to ourselves over and over again. And then lifestyle factors. So we know that stress is the root of all evil, and so leaky gut is no different. Stress is being increasingly implicated as a cause of leaky gut, whether it be psychological, physical, you know, and this relationship is extremely well known in traditional Chinese medicine, where stress can impact many, many organ systems, the gastrointestinal system being a very vulnerable system to stress. So it's important for stress management to be part of any lifestyle plan where you're treating leaky gut. And again, I'm a big fan of the HeartMath Institute. They have a quick 3-minute breathing exercise that you can learn to do using biofeedback, and that really helps you to see that the breathing technique is actually physiologically working. So we can all sit and breathe and do deep breathing exercises, but I've been really kind of shocked to see that when you put someone on a biofeedback machine, even though they're breathing or they think they're breathing appropriately, the body is not responding, and that's important to know. So biofeedback really gives us a tool to help us to see if we're really getting down to the level of the subconscious to really make those significant changes that we're looking for. So I love the HeartMath biofeedback tool that you can just plug into your phone as you do the breathing technique, and you can actually see if your body is physiologically responding and if you're really getting down to the subconscious to truly manage stress. And the data on HeartMath is very, very encouraging and shows that you can really build resiliency to stress. And I believe that that's going to be increasingly important for chronic disease management and elimination moving forward in our society. So we're getting ready for our next commercial break. Again, thanks for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at area code 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. You can visit us at RyobeIntegrativeMedicine.com if you want to learn more. Ryobe is spelled R-I-O-B-E. We're right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Are you currently working as a medium or would like to work as a medium? Join world-renowned spirit medium Lisa Williams this May for Platform Mediumship, a five-day workshop at Omega Institute. You'll learn to host your own psychic demonstrations, strengthen your connection to spirit, and gain the confidence you need to deliver messages to groups and larger audiences. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for Platform Mediumship at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canovas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Are you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic action in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Milen, and thank you for joining me today. We're talking about leaky gut. Does your gut leak like a sieve? How to tell and what you can do about it. So we were talking about diet changes to treat leaky gut. We were talking about prebiotics. And then, of course, you know, the cornerstone of healthy eating, lots of vegetables, including root vegetables, as organic as possible. Some really clean protein sources are important. And then just, again, making sure that you diagnose any significant nutrient deficits so that you can supplement appropriately. And again, if you were diagnosed with low enzyme counts, you'll want to take digestive enzymes. If you were diagnosed with low stomach acidity, you'll want to take, betaine, hydrochloric acid, before your meals until there's evidence that you no longer need those things. So what we're hoping for is that the gut heals and gets better. But we don't know that unless we repeat the testing. So once we repeat the testing, we'll have an idea of what we can take away from the treatment plan moving forward. But the important thing is that your gut works. So whether it requires treatment and supplementation or whether it's working on its own is not as important as the fact that it actually works, so that you're able to absorb, detox, the good bacteria are doing their, thousands of different jobs that they do for us unimpeded. And that's how we maintain health. Specific leaky gut treatment, glutamine is a nutrient that's critically important for energy production of the gut. And that helps the gut to maintain its function. So glutamine, zinc has also been shown to be extremely important, glucosamine as well. So these are some of the supplements that we would prescribe to seal the gut once we diagnose the causes of the leaky gut and feel that we have successfully treated those. We seal the gut with these additional supplements. And treatment varies. 3 to 4 months is usually sufficient, and you'll want to wait a little bit and repeat the leaky gut testing to make sure your gut no longer leaks. Otherwise, you may need to continue the treatment protocol longer. And then, of course, there's the maintenance phase. So there's a lot going on in the gut. The gut's an extremely critical system for us, and maintaining its function is critically normal, important as well. So continuing with all these lifestyle factors and, you know, modern living is such a deterrent to health, I think, that we really have to think about consciously what we do from day to day and choose, make conscious choices as to what we're going to do in our day and ask ourselves if it supports our health or not. Ultimately, we can't do everything. Our modern lifestyles put a little too much on our plates, and we have to make conscious decisions and conscious choices to look at our health first. And if we're not healthy, we can't be there for those we love, like our children or our parents or our friends, in my case, my clients. If I don't maintain my health, it's really hard for me to maintain theirs because there's a lot of critical thinking that I do. There's, you know, a lot of extra work that I have to do. And if I'm, you know, as a mom and, you know, as a daughter, as a friend, I wear a lot of hats, as many, many of us do. You know, I have a lot of moms who are stay-at-home moms, which I think is even more work than working moms. Stay-at-home moms have the equivalent of 2.5 full-time jobs. So you almost do less work if you leave the home during the day than if you stay at home. So there is no place in our modern lifestyle where there's any rest for the weary, and so we have to make conscious choices. And so this maintenance, idea of maintenance is putting yourself first. It's putting yourself ahead of everything else you do. And it's not being selfish. It's being self-caring. You know, getting up in the morning and taking some time for yourself, doing some deep breathing exercises or meditation, taking a walk, whatever
it
is.
Hey, Dr. Lynn, sorry to interrupt again. You have a caller from the 508 area code.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, welcome. What is your name?
Hi, Dr. Malin. It's Deborah.
Oh, hi, Deborah.
From Boston.
Great to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. And I was listening and heard you speaking of glutamine. Could you talk a little more about that? Because there seems to be a controversy on how much one... I realize that one needs to be tested, but there's talk about not having enough and really larger doses are better. Could you address that?
Sure. So to seal the gut and to treat leaky gut, somewhere between 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of glutamine a day is the suggestion. So your average glutamine supplement is only about 500 milligrams. So if you take a glutamine capsule, you're getting 500 milligrams, but you need 6 to 8 times that dose to help seal the gut. So there are specific, you know, leaky gut supplements, if you will, and if you look at the labels, they'll have 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of glutamine just built in. We don't know a ton about glutamine except that it is the primary energy source of the gut. And our muscles as well. So given that the gastrointestinal system uses up 40% of the body's energy, feeding it is critically important, and glutamine is a major source of its, you know, food, if you will, or energy. So there's probably a link there. And probably what glutamine is doing is helping the gut to heal itself. The gut is too complicated for us to fix it. So all we can really do is support it and get out of its way and let it do what it does. So glutamine is part of, you know, how that's done in the gut. We don't know the exact mechanism of how it does it. We just know that it does help to seal the gut. So somehow the gut utilizes this source of energy to get its work done. It probably has to do with recruitment of stem cells, you know, to replace the cells that are damaged, and recruitment of, you know, the body's own immune system to help restore the tight junctions that leak. But we're not exactly sure, but we do know that the average supplement of 500 milligrams of glutamine is not going to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for explaining that. So it sounds like if you're tending towards a leaky gut, organic real food isn't going to heal the lining.
Not usually. Again, it depends on the extent of damage. You know, and again, getting tested is the best way to know that.
Right.
But it takes a village to heal the gut, and so food sources alone typically is not enough. Typically, you really have to throw everything at it but the kitchen sink to give it every possible ingredient it might need to fix itself. So that's really the emphasis. And glutamine has also been shown to help balance the good bacteria in the gut. Again, it's an energy source, so the good bacteria feed off of it as well. So it performs so many different functions we just don't even understand. So the best thing to do is to give it everything it needs and get out of its way and stop causing it harm, so to speak, by reducing the toxins, reducing the bad food. And sometimes we're eating clean and we don't realize that, you know, other things are getting into the gastrointestinal system that we don't intend, like household products and things of that nature. So it's not always this intentional bad eating that does us in. Sometimes it's unseen. So it's really best just to be comprehensively evaluated just so that you know exactly what you're dealing with to the best of our ability. So you get the major players out of the way, the major things that are causing the damage out of the way, throw everything into the gut that it could possibly use to heal itself, and then let it do it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Millen.
My pleasure. Thank you, Deborah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Wonderful. Thank you for that, Deborah. And then the last thing really that I'd like to discuss is the idea of probiotics. There's been a lot of emerging controversy about probiotics, especially once we mapped out the genes of the good bacteria in the gut. So we were shocked in 2012 when the study came out, the Human Microbiome Project, that showed us that the bacteria in us have 90 times more genes in them than we have in our own cells. We were very disappointed to find out we had fewer genes than a common houseplant in the human body. And that the bacteria that lived in us and on us were more genetically complicated than we are. So that brought to light a lot of things. And so the idea of probiotics was questioned after that. So the idea of taking billions of bacteria into the gastrointestinal system that house, you know, billions of genes, and possibly altering the genetic makeup of the gastrointestinal system was brought into question. So I've begun to really judiciously use probiotics and using them temporarily now, sometimes not at all, depending on the profile that I see. So again, testing is really important because you can have your microbiome tested, and we can see the metabolic makeup of the microbiome. We can see the counts. And if you have sufficient counts, you don't want to overexpose yourself to probiotics. So again, testing is really important, and having proper guidance is really important. So I use my testing to figure out if people need probiotics or not. And I'm moving towards supporting the good bacteria with prebiotics, good food, as opposed to throwing probiotics down into the gut, because we're seeing that we might be altering the gut in ways that we don't know how to control. So, and the studies are showing this, you know, that's why the studies are kind of, again, all over the map with probiotics. Some studies say that they are wonderful and they help. Some studies say that they cause problems. Some studies say they don't work at all. And when you really look at how, again, we're all unique individuals and we all have different needs, this begins to make sense. So relying on testing, now that it's more and more available, is a great way to know if you need probiotics, because you can actually do damage taking probiotics if you don't need them. So I have some clients where they have high numbers of good bacteria, and if I turn around and give them probiotics, I might be causing them more harm than good. So a lot of people are very proactive, and they're out really doing their research, and they're doing their best to continue to, you know, maintain their health and be well. And it's becoming increasingly clear that without proper guidance, it's so hard to figure out what do you do first. You know, what do you do? What don't you do? You know, you read about things that are good for you, then they're bad for you. And so without the proper evaluation and testing, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a board-certified integrative medical doctor, but I think I became one because I saw the importance of people needing this guidance. It's hard to figure out on your own because it's such a complex system. So some of my clients come in, they eat well, you know, they live really clean, wonderful, holistic lifestyles, and they're still sick. And it's simply because they don't have the guidance. They don't have the ability to interpret the testing to really give them, you know, what they need to know and do. So that's all the time for our show today. Thank you so much for all your wonderful questions. Really appreciate you all. Thank you for joining me on Awakened Wellness with Milen Rehoboam D. We'll be back live in 2 weeks, but you can hear us every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. and every Tuesday evening at 11 p.m. Thanks for listening, and until next time, many, many blessings. Thank you.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Rehoboam MD to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third Tuesday mornings of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness8 and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Rehoboam Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit rehoboamintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.